WFMU is proud to present, all the way from Los Angeles and Cambodia, Dengue Fever.
You live in Phnom Penh.
You live in New York City.
But I think about you so, 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 so much I forget to eat.
It's 4 a.m. I check my email.
I'm too keyed up to fall asleep.
So I write you back and count the days.
I'll call you from my hotel room. I'm sitting on the hallway floor. I know that we are so, 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 so tired. My phone card just expired.
You only call me when you're drunk. I can tell by your voice. It's the only time that you open up to me.
Took an Ambien, and you came to visit me in my dream.
You've a bed in blue light, floating right in front of me. Your face was so, 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 so bright, I had to close my eyes to see. The first thing that I do is throw my arms around you.
Fever, and this next song is called Integratron.
ចន្ទ្រៃជួយនាំពីប្រដំ
Yeah, all right, we're Dengue Fever. This next song is called Sober Driver. And we're live here on WFMU, my favorite radio station. This is Terry T's show, Cherry Blossom Clinic.
New
and,
Jersey.
And we're all getting checked out.
New Jersey.
Checked in.
All right, here we go, Sober Driver. WFMU
in New Jersey. The band has stopped playing. The cake is all dry.
You call me up because I'm sober and you wanted me to drive. I'm getting tired of being treated as just a free ride. I finally figured out that you're just as torn at my side. Let's wither dull and dry.
How could you say such mean and cruising to me? My friends have all gone. I don't know how I got here. It's too far to walk. I'm in for a dream.
You call me up because I'm sober and you wanted me to drive. I'm getting tired of being treated as just a free ride. I finally figured out that you're just a thorn in my side. Dull and dry.
Dengue Fever, and this next song was written on behalf of a Cambodian musician that became a monk. It's called Mr. Orange. Y'all ready, Dave?
Lord, my means, my love, my means, my love.
ំភ្លេចទៅដួងតារារំលឹកឡើងវិញនៅអនុស្សាវរីយ៍ជីវិតអ្នកធ្លាប់តែមានវាសនាឥឡូវគេបោះបង់ចោលអ្នកអ្នកចាប់តាមជីវិតជាថ្មីអ្នកនឹករឿងជាថ្មីជីវិតអ្នកនឹងប្រសើរឡើងពេលដែលអ្នកចាប់តាមជីវិតជាថ្មី
Fever and this next song. We're on WFMU right now, the only station I ever listen to, even when I'm on the moon. and this song is called 1,000 Tears of a Tarantula.
Thank you.
ទៀងទឹកនេត្រាជុំវិញរងវងមូលដោយឈោយំទៀងទឹកនេត្រាជុំវិញរងវងដោយឈោយំទៀងទឹកនេត្រាជុំវិញរងវងដោយឈោយំទៀងទឹកនេត្រាជុំវិញរងវងដោយឈោយំទៀងទឹកនេត្រាជុំវិញរងវងដោយឈោយំទៀងទឹកនេត្រាជុំវិញរងវងដោយឈោយំទៀងទឹកនេត្រាជុំវិញរងវងដោយឈោយំទៀងទឹកនេត្រាជុំវិញរងវងដោយឈោយំទៀងទឹកនេត្រាជុំវិញរងវងដោយឈោយំទៀងទឹកនេត្រាជុំវិញរងវងដោយឈោយំទៀងទឹកនេត្រាជុំវិញរងវង
Unbelievable.
Thanks, Terry.
That was phenomenal. That was Nom Pen phenomenal. And it was okay, I'm sorry. Yeah, how did you say that?
Phenomenal.
All right, so you know what? I'm going to back announce the songs real quick. You guys catch your breath, and then I'll have you guys introduce yourselves and what instruments you play. So we heard 1,000 Tears of a Tarantella.
Tarantula.
I'm thinking of the Italian dance.
1,000 Tears of Tarantino.
He has induced at least 1,000 tears in his actors. All right, Mr. Orange, Sober Driver, Integratron. We'll have to find out what that is. And Tiger Phone Card, a song which always makes me cry every time I hear it. It's like, even more so when I'm seeing it performed live. So this is Dengue Fever in the studio, an amazing session we just heard from you guys. So why don't you guys just come up to the mic and introduce yourselves and what instruments you play.
Hi, I'm Ethan Holtzman. I play keyboard in Dengue Fever.
I'm Joel, and I play drums.
My name is Sinan, and I play bass guitar.
Hi, my name is Chow Nimol. I'm a singer from Dengue Fever.
Hi, I'm David Rolicky, and I play saxophone and some effects.
Hello, my name is Zach, and I play guitar and do a little bit of singing with Nimol.
I gotta say, that was brilliant. That really was like one of the most amazing things I've ever seen. So, and I wanted to ask you, first of all, people would like to know about Dengue Fever. Is there anybody actually really from Cambodia?
I'm from Cambodia.
Yeah, Nimol was born in Battambang.
Yeah, no, so I'm born in Battambang, but I'm from Cambodia.
Okay, and then how long ago did you come to this country?
5 years ago.
5 years ago?
Yeah, 5 years ago. I came here from Cambodia New Year's from sponsor from Rochester, Minnesota. They sponsored my brother and I to come to sing from Cambodia New Year on April 15.
Oh.
From 2001.
And so in 2000, and then, but when did Dengue Fever?
Just 7 years.
Wait, what? What did you David say?
7 years ago. Right. Yeah. Exactly.
David loves
dog years.
Yeah.
And so, but Dengue Fever started not too soon after that, then, right?
6 years. Yeah, 6 years ago.
How did that happen? How did you guys form?
Well, this is Zach speaking now. My brother and I, we heard about this huge Cambodian community that down in Long Beach that there's a bunch of nightclubs, and we started going to them. And we went to a bunch of mediocre ones and eventually ended up in the coolest one, which at the time was Dragon House.
Okay.
And we walked in and we saw a Cambodian band playing on stage and about five singers. And Nimol was one of them, not singing yet. Somebody else was singing. And then as soon as she started singing, I almost dropped the drink in
right.
my hand.
Right.
And I was just elbowing my brother saying, we got to ask her if she'll sing for us.
Her voice, Nimol, your voice is... I can't, there's no words for me to express how good your voice is. It is so emotional. It makes me cry.
Oh,
I can't
thank
even,
you.
It's so beautiful.
Thank you so
it's
much.
It's so amazing. And it's just like, but it's not just your, I mean, it's your, but it's the whole, all your whole music. It's so evocative. It's so good, you know?
Yeah.
And now, I've always wondered about that. Was this influenced, Zach, by the Cambodian Rocks collections?
My brother was in Cambodia in 98. And when he was traveling there, his traveling...
Wait, you two guys are brothers?
Yeah. And when he was traveling there...
So, wait, is that Ethan?
Yeah.
And Zach are brothers.
Yes.
Okay, there
you go. When Ethan was traveling there, his traveling companion was bitten by a mosquito and came down with dengue fever.
No.
And they were out in the middle
Siem
of
Reap.
Siem Reap, and they had to... Why don't you tell the story?
Yeah, we were in Siem Reap, and we were checking out Angkor Wat, and my buddy got a daytime mosquito bite. And we had, like, after the next day, we had to drive back from Siem Reap to Phnom Penh, which is, like, about a 8-hour truck ride. And he was in the front coming on with dengue fever. And that was like when I actually first heard the music. So I kept checking in on him. And I just, the driver was looping this tape that was really good stuff. It was some of the stuff that inspired us at the beginning, like Sin Sisimuth and Rosary Sotia, some of the best Cambodian artists that had to go through the Pol Pot regime, unfortunately.
Wow. So you guys were actually have experience, not even like, I listened to this compilation, I wanted to do this. You guys were actually there,
yeah, we
actually
were there.
Getting dengue fever.
And Sinan actually was there in 95, our bass player.
Oh,
so,
wow.
So he had been there even earlier and had some stuff. So we just compiled a bunch of music, heard, we gathered up as much as we could while we were there. And when we got back to Long Beach, we found more and more and just kind of, really just went for it.
I mean, it's brilliant stuff that from your new album, Venus on Earth, which is what you were playing a lot of your songs were from, that your new album called Venus on Earth on the M80 label, right?
Yeah.
That is fantastic. So do you have any, like, what is Venus on Earth? What does that refer to? You're talking about Nimal, aren't you?
Well, yeah, it could be looked at that way. As she is Venus, who's the goddess of love, here with us. But for me, it's more like I believe in extraterrestrials, and I think that maybe the Venusians have visited us and given us some knowledge in the past. So,
well, like they seeded the earth and then made us.
I mean, how did those stones at Machu Picchu get up there, you know, like 15,000 feet high and sliced perfectly? And then there's pictures.
Pyramid,
on
Stonehenge. Yeah.
I mean, it's 2012 is only 4 years away. It's coming up.
Oh, man. We got to talk about this
George
afterwards.
Norrie.
I can let. Oh, my God. You're totally referencing all the things I'm crazily into. This is so funny. Because, no, there is a convergent of 2012, and, like, it's going to be the end of the world. Like, it's not just. No, it's not. It's like, many traditions. It's, like, Merlin. It's Mother Shipton. It's the Mayan calendar. It's million. Okay.
It's not the ending. It's a new beginning.
It's a new beginning.
Daniel Pinchback wrote an excellent book called The Return of Quetzalcoatl 2012. He's in New York.
I know we're geeking out on the 2012 thing. Anyway, no, I am sorry, but Dengue Fever people, you got to get their new album. It's called Venus on Earth, and you have other albums, Escape from Dragon House.
Yeah.
The self-titled album. Oh, you know what I wanted to mention? Sleepwalking Through Mekong. Tell us about that.
That was our friend John Prozzi, who lives here in New York. He documented our trip to Cambodia, where it was the first time for Nimal going back to her homeland, and the first time for
5 years
for an American band to be going back there and playing playing inspirational music that was inspired by stuff that came from there.
So this is documentary out about Dengue Fever and the people in it.
Yeah,
and traveling back.
Yep.
And we recorded with some surviving master musicians while we were there.
Oh, really?
And we did a bunch of big shows, like in local villages. We played for like 1,000 villagers. It was really pretty cool. God.
Wow.
And we slathered DEET all over ourselves.
Yeah, I know. You don't want to get the dengue fever again.
I didn't want to see the headline, Dengue Fever Gets Dengue Fever. But it was like pretty much some of the most fun that I've ever had.
That's a great. And this movie is out now.
It's been playing festivals around the country and actually around the world.
Can anybody Netflix it yet?
Not yet. It's coming out on DVD.
Excellent.
We just sat down with the director and we were picking out certain extras and what we wanted the menu to be.
Ooh.
And we're gonna, as soon as we get home. Want to close that door anymore? As soon as we get home, we're gonna finish the soundtrack for it.
Oh, excellent.
And I think it's going to come out in early 2009.
Plenty of time before 2012. Plenty of time before the end of the world. You know what I mean? Excellent. Oh, wow. We can't wait to check it out. That'll be great. That'll be fantastic. So everybody go to denguefevermusic.com or myspace.com/denguefevermusic. Everybody pick up their new album, Venus on Earth, on the M80 label. Thank you so much, guys, for coming out. Am I forgetting anything? Is there anything?
Well, Venus on Earth, it was also just released on Peter Gabriel's label.
Oh, excellent.
It's Real World. And
wow.
So it just was released on Real World everywhere in the world besides the U.S.
So now it's going to get major distro all over the place. That's great.
Yeah, it's pretty fun. And we get to, we were invited to go play a lot of his festivals in Australia and New Zealand, and we're going to play one in London like right now.
Yeah.
Tomorrow we're leaving at like 4:45 in the morning.
Tomorrow?
Yeah.
You leave us. Oh my goodness. All right. Wow. All right. Well, there you go. All right. So
I wanted to ask where this came from.
Oh, that's
Mr. T squeaking.
That's the Mr. Sweet the duck that we have there. That that I don't That's just, we have lots of nutty, weird curiosities around the station here because we tend to attract those kinds of things. But, Nimal, what an amazing story. That is like, I can't, like, for you to be like, all right, I'm in Cambodia. All right, now I'm in the U.S. Now I'm in this band. Now I'm going all over the world singing.
Yeah.
Your voice, it's like, totally is transcendent. It is really amazing. And you know
Cheers.
What? Thank you very much to everybody in Dengue Fever. I want to thank Gil Schuster for doing a great job engineering.
Thank you, Terry. Thank you so much.
And I want to thank Rob Weisberg for facilitating this. This is he's awesome.
Thank you, Rob.
Thank you, Rob.
And Sue Per is associated. And thanks very much, Dengue Fever. Everybody, check them out.
Terry T. Woo!
Thank you. And I'll see you guys very soon. Okay. Bye. Bye-bye.